Welcome to the new episode of The Moving Canine, a podcast for nerdy dog trainers with a focus on improving our dog's performance through movement skill training. I am Mari Valgma, a certified professional canine fitness trainer. As a dog sport enthusiast, you probably want your dog to be fit, avoid injuries, and be able to enjoy the active, sporty lifestyle for as long as possible. You know about sneaky overuse injuries that, unlike acute traumas, develop over time from too many repetitions and poor physical form. You understand that as a sport enthusiast, you are your dog's coach. That means training the technical exercises and learning all the cues and exercises for the sport. But it also means being your dog's fitness coach, making sure he has the strength and endurance to play the sport. Also the body awareness, excellent body control, precision and balance while running the dog walk at full speed. While there are many courses out there focusing on strengthening work, there aren't many focusing on movement skills. Maintaining balance during movement, controlling the body better during the turns, or adjusting the gait to touch a small single paw target while running. Yet these are the skills your dog needs while doing the sports. At the moment, your dog needs to learn these skills during the work, while actually learning the sports exercises. Your dog has to multitask, learning the technical side, like the cues and behaviors that are reinforced, while also figuring out how his body moves, thus building up the repetitions you need in order to master the sports exercises. It would really help your dog if you could train the balance, body awareness and precision for movement outside the sport training context, so that during sports training, your dog won't have to multitask and can focus solely on learning the exercises. You'll soon discover how much faster your dog can learn new skills and how few repetitions are actually required to train your dog. Now, how do you find these movement skill exercises? One of the options would be to play movement puzzles, a training concept I created to teach dogs these essential skills like balance, precision and control during movement outside of sports training. They look fun and they really are. The puzzles are excellent for developing body awareness, focus, independent behaviors, balance, gait adjustment, control of speed and precision. I find them to be the second best thing after running in the forest and playing with your dog. As a dog sport enthusiast, you already have quite a bit of experience training your dog, and surely you could just include these movement puzzles into your training sessions, right? As a behavior, these exercises are fairly straightforward to train, but you don't want to just train a new exercise without knowing what makes it work, where are the potential trouble spots, and why on earth are these exercises so effective, do you? In order to understand and master movement skill exercises like movement puzzles, we need to dig deep into the handler mechanics, learning theories, and in some cases, the practical yet currently unexplained experiences of other animal trainers. I can guarantee you that disregarding any of these elements means that your dog won't benefit from these exercises as much as he potentially could. And that applies to all the training that you do, which is why we can't just train movement puzzles alone without understanding the crucial concepts behind them. Handler mechanics is often the first category more experienced handlers disregard as something they have mastered a long time ago. Yet it's the most crucial one. In fact, the more training experience you have, the more you may be playing in your comfort zone, thinking that handler mechanics is only about clicking and feeding the dog or performing the right handler sequence during an agility run. I often call handler mechanics the coordination or movement skill training for the humans. Your movements, marking skill and reinforcement delivery patterns are essential for your dog to become more balanced and more efficient in using his body. your skill to repeat exactly what you just did in the training session is the first and most powerful step in your dog's journey to better body awareness, no matter what exercise you are training. Now, what about learning theories and training concepts? Surely, for a dog training enthusiast, it's enough to know how to motivate the dog, reinforce the correct behavior, put it on cue, and that's it. And all these theoretical learning concepts are necessary for scientists. I'm sure I'm not the only dog sport enthusiast who has thought that. Knowing how animals learn and what training concepts are being successfully used isn't important only for researchers. Mastering these concepts can help you train your dog way faster than you ever imagined, reduce the number of repetitions you need for the sports exercises, and keep your dog healthy and free of overuse injuries. And as a massive bonus, many of them have body awareness and coordination training built right into them. Let's take loopy training and reversibility as an example, both introduced to the training world, to my knowledge, by Alexander Kurland. Loopy training looks at behaviors as movement cycles that are not finished before the learner is in the position to start the next repetition. And reversibility is a way of getting back to the starting position, using the movements in reverse order. Both of these concepts rely heavily on being fully aware and in control of the movements of every body part, meaning that understanding these concepts helps to build body awareness training right into your every training session. If you are determined to be the best possible sports coach to your dog, train new skills faster and with fewer repetitions, and ultimately give your dog a longer and healthier sports career, then these are my three top tips for you. First one, move out of your comfort zone and be open to improving the way you train, especially your handler skills. Then number two, work on handler mechanics. Understand the effect your skills have on your dog's movement, balance, and efficient body use. And third, keep up to date with training concepts. Practice them until you feel comfortable using them and see how much they alone improve your dog's performance. And if you feel like you want to dig deeper, find out the connections between handler mechanics, training concepts, and your dog's ability to move with balance, body awareness, and precision, then join me in the Beyond Dog Sports program, where we'll focus on exactly that. The registration is open only this week until Sunday, April the 11th, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. So go to training.themovingcanine.com/BDS. That is training.themovingcanine.com/BDS to join the program and take your training to a whole new level. Now that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, please share it with your friends. This was The Moving Canine, and I am Mari Valgma. I hope you will have a super fun weekend with your dogs, and I'll talk to you again soon. Bye!